Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to the podcast of English grammar and helpful tips to help you to speak better English. So the next sentence I have concerns the local or issues concerning environmental matters, and these are quite popular at the moment, and there's lots of talk about different things, global warming and all of these other issues. So this sentence concerns this wonderful young girl from Sweden, Greta Thunberg. Okay, so here's the sentence. Teenage environmental activist Greta Thunberg sailed from Plymouth in the UK on a zero emissions yacht in order to minimize the carbon footprint of her travel. Okay, so lots of words there, so let me read it again. Teenage environmental activist Greta Thunberg sailed from Plymouth in the UK on a zero emissions yacht in order to minimize the carbon footprint of her travel. So very relevant and very up to date. This is a very bright young lady who organized strikes in her school, and this spread around the world, of course, with the help of the internet and social media. And she's become quite a focal point for the whole campaign against global warming, and she's sailed across the Atlantic to get to New York so that she could make a speech to the United Nations. So we look forward to hearing about that. So what grammar have we got here? So teenage environmental activist. So teenage, this is the word we use for young people between the ages of 13 and 19, or so that teen, so teenage, teenagers, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Anybody in those ages would be referred to as a teenager. So teenage environmental activist. So she's an activist, okay? And then we use these adjectives, a teenage environmental activist. So two nice adjectives to describe what type of activist she is. Her name, Greta Thunberg, okay, and she sailed, meaning she got in a boat and she sailed from Plymouth, which is a big port on the south coast of England, Plymouth, and it sounds like mouth but pronounced Plymouth, in the UK on a zero emissions yacht. So the boat was a yacht, a sailing boat, but it also had some engine, but this was powered by solar panels, I believe. So when they said zero emissions, meaning it emitted no carbon at all. So zero, nil, none. And then we have this expression, in order to. This is the reason why. In order to minimize, so to make the least amount of emissions, to minimize the carbon footprint. So this is the very well-used phrase we talk about now when we're talking about climate control. What is your carbon footprint? You're traveling by airplane or other modes of transport like cars emits a lot of carbon substances, and this poisons the atmosphere. So when she travels on a zero emissions yacht, she is reducing, she hopes, or in this case, minimizing the carbon footprint of her travel, meaning of her journey. Okay, so for travel, we can use journey or even a word like trip. Okay, so let me read it one more time. Teenage environmental activist Greta Thunberg sailed from Plymouth in the UK on a zero emissions yacht in order to minimize the carbon footprint of her travel. Okay, so lots of nice adjectives used in this sentence. And we've got some nice words for pronunciation. Teenage, age, teenage. Yep, teenage. Environmental, environmental. Activist, activist. Sailed, sailed. Zero emissions, zero emissions. Yacht, yacht. Minimize, minimize. Carbon footprint, carbon footprint. So lots of nice words for pronunciation. As I said, use of a lot of different adjectives to describe the type of person she is and what she's planning to do. So we wish her good luck with that. Okay, so thanks again for listening. If you want to contact me, you can do so. www.englishlessonviaskype.com. That's the webpage. Or indeed at my personal email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. Okay, join me again soon and thanks for listening.